In November, then-President-elect Donald Trump promised to bring back millions of jobs in shale energy and clean coal. Last month, he issued an executive order aimed at dismantling the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan, again referencing clean coal. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed takes a look at what clean coal is and whether it's likely to gain traction in Pennsylvania.
When Environmental Protection Agency head Scott Pruitt visited a Greene County coal mine last week, he echoed the president, saying, quote, "The war on coal is done."
We're going to improve the environment in this country, protect our water, protect our air, but at the same time, do it the American way. Grow jobs and show the rest of the world that we can achieve it.
It's almost infeasible.
That's Inez Azevedo, co-director of the Climate and Energy Decision-Making Center at Carnegie Mellon University. She says the term clean coal needs to be defined.
Clean coal could only be clean coal if you have very aggressive air control technologies implemented and addressing also the CO2 emissions by installing carbon capture and sequestration in parallel. But that's really hard.
Azevedo says it's hard because it's expensive. Despite the fact that academics first began exploring carbon capture and sequestration technology in 1989, it was only in January that the nation's first clean coal power plant opened. Meanwhile, power generation in Pennsylvania continues to move away from coal and toward natural gas. Azevedo says that's due in part to federal regulations, but also to the fact that the price of natural gas is so low. Dave Geyer is spokesperson for NRG Energy, which owns several power plants in Pennsylvania, including the coal-powered plant in Cheswick, northeast of Pittsburgh.
I think coal is going to be phased out over time. You're going to see certainly more natural gas, because natural gas plants are much more flexible. They can ramp up and down much more quickly. And that also helps ensure that we can integrate renewables.
Geyer says NRG is committed to increasing its investment in renewable energy, particularly wind and solar. The company's goal is to cut their emissions of CO2 and other greenhouse gases by 50% by 2030 and 90% by 2050. Coal's presence in powering Pennsylvania has been in sharp decline over the last decade and a half. In the year 2000, coal accounted for 58% of the electricity generated in the state. By 2015, that had dropped to 30%, largely due to the growth in the natural gas industry. Emissions have dropped as well. During that same time period, carbon intensity, which is the amount of CO2 per unit of energy generated, declined by nearly a third.
While it was very good news, it's very little in comparison to what we need to achieve if we want to achieve a deep decarbonization.
Azevedo says she worries that emissions might creep back up if the Trump administration finds the right mix of subsidies and reduced regulations to make coal a more attractive investment. First Energy owns the nuclear-powered Beaver Valley Generating Station, as well as several natural gas plants in Pennsylvania. But across its six-state footprint, more than half of its electricity generation comes from coal. Here's spokesperson Stephanie Walton.
President Trump's executive order is an important first step, but while the action is positive, it'll take some time, I think, to understand the long-term impacts of that order.
While First Energy has sold or shuttered its coal-powered plants in Pennsylvania, that was due to the company's decision to exit the PA market altogether. Walton says they have no plans to phase out coal in other states. Dave Geyer of NRG and Inez Azevedo of CMU both say coal will continue to be a part of the mix for a while, in part because it helps keep the grid stable. But Azevedo says it simply cannot be the dominating fuel for electricity generation.
Otherwise, we're closing the window where we can achieve the emissions reductions that we need.
The Clean Power Plan had sought to reduce carbon emissions by 32% from 2005 levels by 2030. What the Trump administration's plan is for preserving both the coal industry and the environment remains to be seen. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.